أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، أعن بنا ولا تعن علينا، انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا، امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اجعلنا مباركين اينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والارض برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله we try to have little bit إن شاء الله before Maghrib. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and open our heart for more question after Aisha, we can continue إن شاء الله with a little bit more. Islam is dynamic. If we busy acting as a Muslim, we will never have time for any idle time. Meaning, shaitan cannot penetrate in us. Because shaitan penetrating us because we have time. Similar for our youth. Why they looking for something? Because our youth is full of energy. What we give them? We give them a book, we give them a videotape, but that's it. But we don't give them something, activity. Islam full of activity. Now, if I won't take my youth from the style and the bad environment, I have to generate another environment to make them active. Active. And I have to generate an road and a channels of make them active. They need to be active in many things. Active physically, active mentally, building their body, learning different aspects of their life. And this meaning they have to be in a company of those you can trust mentally and understanding of life and deen. If we value that, we will look for this environment and generate it more. And this whole Islam all about. It's not only a session, it's not only a teaching. Teaching, learning, practice, making mistake, learning from the mistake, many things. And alhamdulillah, brother Mandur came today and asked me to be dynamic and ask question. And believe me, with the will of Allah, I coming with the same intention. By this way, inshallah, today, everyone tell me whatever you have in your heart. Good, bad, problem, something you think about it, something you have a dispute, whatever it is. Anyone have something, say Bismillah. Especially our youth. Rabia, before she was asking me, can I have friend who's non-Muslim in a school? You see? I said today, we have a problem. Number one word, friend, is a big word. What is the right word I can use? What's the English word? Acquaintances. They are acquaintances. They are member with us in the school, but friend. In whole life, if you have one friend, mashallah. One of the wise men in the old days, they ask him, can I have many friends? He said, you are a fool. He said, what is friend? He said, if you have one friend in your life, you will really get gain. If you have two, you will be wrong. If you have too many, you are a fool. It will never happen. Do you know in my life, I look for good friend, really good friend, and always I was a fool. People change. People change. In a school, why they will be friend with you? Maybe you have a sandwich, Maybe you offer them something. It has to be some material. Because in a high school and a school, either you are a fool or somebody is fooling you. And the one who is fooling you make you believe he's your friend. Because in this age, you find out the youth start learning how to be a leader. And they're building a small gang. Boys and girls. And it's very common in America. And believe it or not, the majority of us, we are a follower. And we are a very bad follower. Because at least, pick up whom you're going to follow. For example, who you want to be your acquaintance? Who it will become like your friend from non-Muslim? For you, as a Muslim young girl or young boy, what do you want? You want no. A person has little bit of manner. Somebody has quality. And in the meantime, you have open mind. And you want to know them with the intention to invite them to Islam. You want to invite them in an activity like that. Male or female, bring them. Do you want the family? Bring the family. Feed them. Give them hot spicy. Whoa. They will go boiling for 1 week or so. It's nice. This is our job, believe it or not. Show them the kindness and generosity of a Muslim. We give them before we leave, we give them one book or one tape about da'wah, about Islam. But when we die, we said, oh Allah, we try. But you see, why people will listen to you? Don't do that. Why people will listen to you? Why Allah will open for you and bring people toward you? Only if your intention for Islam and for Allah. What going on, Ibrahim? Come here. Finish tonight. What you are? Two speaker? You see, if you go to school with the intention, okay, to invite to Islam, Allah will open. Even your teacher. Allah know. Allah know what I used to do. May Allah forgive me, but I do not want to say it. I used to buy candy for the whole class. In apple season, apple for the school. Why? In the Eid, cookies and stuff for Eid to let them know it is our Eid. And they announce it. Why? Not to embrace Islam. At least they know who is a Muslim. A Muslim is generous. A Muslim is sharing. A Muslim is kind. And I do it with the intention for Allah. You see? By this way, maybe, inshallah, one of this teacher, one of this principal, one day a Muslim family will come to treat them nice. Because also they treat us with dignity if you stand up. I remember Sarah, I think in 4th grade or 5th grade, I received a letter, she has to join swimming. I said, no swimming, because we have principal. Do you know the principal called me? And she told me, I was thinking about your daughter, and I do not want her to lose. Can, in the time, we can schedule her to go have a swimming with the 1st grade? And be as, what do you call it, chaperone? You know, like a helper with an instructor of the swimming. You see how they do? These people is good, they have goodness. If we search and we seek with them. But you see, it's big difference between I show them who am I bring them to my environment. You see what I mean now? Or I slide in their own environment and I imitate them. No, I'm a teacher. A Muslim is a teacher. A teacher to mankind. The right principle in life. the goodness, the cleanness. You show them your manner. But if I imitate everybody, who am I? You see, if I do like them, where am I? Do you know right now who you are? You're building your own personality. At this time, yes, you should be a follower, but follower of whom? Of a cuckoo? Out of whack? Or you want somebody have something? Some people have some manner, some wisdom. Bring these people, because most likely they have a good house and good parents. Invite them. This session should be full, no problem. Bring your teacher. Let them eat. We're not supposed to be shy. Shy of what? They love it. They respect it. And we do not change anything for them. We leave everything the way it is. The only thing, we might talk a little bit in different topic about basic Islam. And we give them more time. Just the warm feeling, you put a seed. We have a lot of work to do. But if you're thinking about it, imagine just sit down and think, who's my neighbor I never invite? Who's my friend? It can be a candidate for da'wah. What about my relative? What about my friend? What about people I know? This is Islam. This is Islam. Why? You want to go to paradise. You want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If every one of you busy about one person, you have no time. Just worry about one or two family, it will make you busy. Each family inquire what? A lot of follow-up. A lot of ikram, generosity. Call them up. Make a cake, make something. Make some nice curry and give it to them. Once in a while. But make it less hot. You know that said. I'm serious, I'm not kidding. I have many, many, many school people, many teachers. I give them da'wah. By the way, in the front of Allah, I said, oh Allah, I did it. I knock on my neighbor. And I try to give them something. With gift and everything else. By this way, I said, oh Allah. Because I have a principle. Anyone I deal with, I give them da'wah. Even dealing with people with good manner, with good intention. And oh Allah, may Allah give them da'wah. This is very important. When you have time, you have no time. Learn about Islam. Learn about different topic. Call me, ask questions. This is what happened today in the school. So and so said such and such. What do you think? By this way, you do not engage in something foolish. You do not know, don't volunteer. Said, I will ask and I get back to you. If you're really interesting, please, you can come, we invite you for dinner. We have a dinner evening at Saturday, and we have somebody come teach us about Islam. You can ask him whatever you want. You're more than welcome. You see, we are a merchant. We have business to do. Because don't forget, if you're already a woman, you will be questioned about what you're doing in the school. If school is something not a big deal, because most of what you're learning, it will not benefit you. You should be learning different things. I hardly meet a young girl today, she knows about basic about mother, and basic about motherhood. By this way, you prepare yourself. How you take care about your husband? What is the rule and manner? How you take care about yourself is a lot of work to be done. If you're really involved in all this work, not a talk, you have no time. You have no time. Be active. Because if you not be active, shaitan will make you active. You see? If you're not active for Allah, shaitan will make you active for himself. Remember that. Any time, all of us, we are active. either active for Allah or with Allah, or active for shaitan or with shaitan. Any giving time. Don't ever forget that. Think, you have beautiful tapes. You really finish them? And even if you watch them, you might need 5-10 times before you really can combine a little bit of what inside. If you make a list of all the neighbors around you, the ones they give you, hi, how are you? And from your own money, tell me, Ahmed, this $50, buy me books for da'wah. And by this way, every one of these people, they have it. Go to a public library in your area, donate some Islamic books. And it will be a sadaqah jariyah the rest of your life. How much it will cost you? How much gum and this and that and sneaker and popcorn and this and that you buy? Do it from your own money. Don't ask your mom and your dad. Do. Because we should not wait for mommy and daddy. What happened if mommy and daddy out of whack? I will be out of whack too? I'm serious. Your mommy and daddy, they're not perfect. They are human beings. They have good side and they have bad side. I should take the good side and say, MashaAllah. And I should look on the bad side and say, may Allah forgive them. And do not make me Allah like them. Very simple. Okay, Rabia? Is this enough for you? Or you need something else? I'm serious. And don't be shy asking any question. Don't ever. Question is very healthy. Anybody have question for me?
So, how about the career as regards, you know, the our girls are concerned, you know, when they go to school or college?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that should the parent encourage them for the college and higher education, as you know, we all have around us?
Okay, the question is, can we encourage our girls to go to school and high school and colleges and continue to high education? May Allah forgive me of what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it for Allah. Whoever like it, whoever do not like it, do not like it. I feel sad about all these girls go to colleges for 6-7 years and live outside the family, away from the family. I've been in one masjid, and somebody asked, can a woman go for education in colleges if she dressed properly? And the scholar said, yes. But I know the person who asked the question, he did not ask the full question. And the scholar, he did not inquire about the detail. Until I send somebody and I tell the scholar by somebody else, ask him, if the girl going to sleep over for many years and many months alone, is this allowed Islamically? He said no. Unless it has a muhram. Meaning, unless she has someone living with her among the muhram, meaning a father, an uncle, a grandfather, a son, a brother, whatever, somebody who cannot marry her. This allowed. Because according to Sharia, Muslim woman or girl, she has no right to travel alone overnight. Unless something emergency, really emergency, this is a different topic. Today, how many Muslim families have the college next to them? And even if the college next to you, let's come to another point. If I'm a Muslim, and I really believe in Islam, and I believe I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mixing in a college for 4 years, in different classes, and taking all the garbage sociology and psychology and philosophy, who blow your head off, make you even doubt your own belief, is this healthy? and how much really Islam you have. This is another topic. I can tell you, if you're really a good student Islamically and you have plenty of knowledge, go and fight the corruption and be inviter to Allah. And build some momentum inside the college. But how many of us go with the right intention? How many of us even have a goal? What are you going to learn? What are you going to learn can benefit you in this life and hereafter? What you're going to learn can benefit you and your family? I can say it. If you go to a medical college and study gynecologist, yes. If you go to the medical college to study dentist, but with the intention to be a female dentist for female only, mashallah. Because I cannot see a female dentist holding a man's face and putting her mouth close to his mouth and fixing his teeth. And her chest and all everything will be in a tub of him. Come on. How? Or a doctor and you have the men naked every day. How? Think. Or a beautiful girl working in a banking system. Tell me, what is it? Or you're working in a company and the manager tell you, excuse me, close the door, we have a meeting. What are you going to do? Excuse me, I'm a Muslim, we should not supposed to leave the door open. You see, we're playing game. Be honest. What do you want? I have people who have master degree in many, many colleges, and believe me, I will let you sit with them and tell you what's going on. Because when I meet them, I show them even their own education is garbage. What do you want to learn? What is the goal? You see, you should have a goal. Something can benefit you, benefit your society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Rasulullah, some teach us. Number one obligation, learning how to be a woman. How to be a Muslim woman. Learning halal and haram. How you can raise a Muslim family. How to can be benefit yourself and others. How many females today acting and working for Allah? You see, is this not a job? To invite women to Allah? And learning Islam to be ready for them, to teach them? What knowledge you can gain in a college, regular American college, can benefit you and enhance your life? Maybe basic accounting? But even basic accounting, you can learn it in a few hours. Because you see, in American system, they really plot and plan against all of us. Once you go to any college, they ask you, you have to take some credit in sociology. You have to take some in philosophy. You have to take some in, and you start really, and you love it. You know why you love it? Because it's garbage and easy to take credit. And before you know it, I look to anyone going to college in America, you find 30 to 40% is garbage. And sometimes 60, 70%. Tell me, what is the topic you can go to college for and it benefit you in this life and hereafter? And benefit the Muslim Ummah. You have over 2 million, some old statistics, scientific and engineer and doctor Muslim in United States. What their power? They lose Allah. They lose Allah. Because after a while, arrogant, position, money, status. You have a man in Long Island. His name is Abdullah. He become atheist. Imagine, his name is Abdullah. He came from a Muslim family. All his life is a family. He became an atheist. And he's in a 60 years old. 60? Yes. In the mid-60. Why? He's one of the head of whatever university. Because don't underestimate the environment. Don't underestimate the environment. How many of us as a student go as a fighter? just to go to school with the intention to invite to Islam the young people. And even it would not work. You know why? In colleges is so busy. They're loading you with stupid projects here and there. Before you know it, you have no time even to sleep. You have no time for anything. When Islam come, I have no time. When a college time, wake up day and night, 7 days a week. Where are you going to the library? Where I'm coming from the library? Where are you going to the project? Where I'm coming from the project? 18 hours daily. Where's our sincerity again? And when we tell you, okay, this is some Islamic books and some Islamic video, I have no time. Maybe once a week. And when a stupid professor, he cannot do anything to you in this life and after, give you a stupid project, for weeks, you're ready to master many books and it's all garbage. For what? What you learn? Is this not really, it really is not aching? I met many girls last year, supposed to be from Muslim family. They tell me, I'm thinking about it. I do not believe in Islam. I do not believe in Quran. I do not believe in Allah. And when you look at, when you really talk to them, they are finished. They really did a good job. And all what they talk is a stupid philosophy. And become their life is a bunch of philosophy. And when you are young, you adopted that. And believe me, Alhamdulillah, when I was young, I studied a lot by myself. I give her basic knowledge about different topics from her own field. But she get upset. Why? I show her she has nothing. And even the knowledge she talk about is nothing. Because today is how many books you read. By this way, I feel today gaining knowledge in American society is really so dangerous. How many go to any college in America? I was in a college a couple of days ago. Monte Clair University. They have 200 or 300 Muslim students. They have a small event and they invite me. You know how many show up? 8. And from the 8, you know how many really sit down with me for 1 hour? 3. Because all of them, they sit down for 20 minutes and say, excuse me, I have a class. Tick. Excuse me, I have a class. Tick. Do you think even when they sit down, they really sit down with me? The heart and the mind is completely occupied. Imagine you have all this environment brainwashing you for 4 or 5 years. Even by the time you get a degree, what are you going to do with it? In America, it's fake. It's fake. Because once you have a degree, now you have to work in their system by their own rule. Tell me, what's the place you're going to work? A state full of all kind of rule and regulation? Or a private company or corporation? And you have to really be molded in their own system and anything go? And if you really try to be a Muslim in this environment, they were rejecting you? Today, I believe you really want to be a Muslim? Seek business. Business, be a merchant. And believe me, today, you can learn a lot of talent and you can sit down home with a stupid small computer and you can make a small business. If you have little bit of cash, do you know how many today open field of even Islamic books you can sell it to the whole earth by internet? And not too many people doing it. And people who's doing it, they're doing it in a bad way. You can do it and make money and da'wah. Sell it very cheap. Make only like 10, 15 cent, 50 cent per book. And ask Allah to put barakah. You can buy and sell many merchandise. Go ahead.
What do you think is the best profession? Like if you were to study in a college, what do you think?
You see, it's nothing to do with me. You have to think. First, you have to respect your own ability. You see? It goes step by step. What I like, what I can, is different than what you like and what you can. Each one of us has a different mentality. Some people like mathematics. Some people like chemistry. Some people can take a lot of physics. Some people, they hate physics. Some people, they can take geography. Some people good with number. Some people do not like numbers.
She may mean Islamic point of view.
Sure, but still. You see what happened is still, if you're looking for a topic in any college, number one, again, look at what do you want. What do you want gain? What do you want to learn? What do you want it for? And which college? And how far away? And when you can take it, you see today, it makes me sick, astaghfirullah al-azim. Between Pakistani and Indian is a very high. They let the girls go for years because everybody has to have a big degree. And not only degree, no. Not voucher degree, no. And master, and doctor, and two master, and three master. And before you know it, you're going to get married. Wonder what happened. You want marry somebody with two, three doctor degree. Because you have to live in a society now in a style. Do you think you will sit down next to me? No way. You have no time for me. I'm Mrs. Doctor whatever. And your nose will be touching the sky, astaghfirullah al-azim. And your marriage will be off. I see their marriage. I enter a house, the house at least $2 million. Two young doctors. The husband is a doctor and the woman is a doctor. And when I enter the house, I'm supposed to meet the relative of one of them was coming and he invited me. Meaning it is not the house of the person I'm going to visit. By the way, this will be his sister or whatever. Anyway, she came to me and told me, excuse me, you want to eat dessert? I said, thank you. May Allah reward you. You look, you don't have dinner. You want dinner? It's good dinner. Expensive. Very expensive. You want? I said, thank you. And she was going up in the stairs. So-and-so! I was thinking she calling a dog, a servant. Do you know who's that? Her husband. Her husband. She called him dog, so-and-so. And he's a doctor. But she make more money than him. You see? You see, this is a mentality. Alhamdulillah. Don't forget, we do not will get that before the angel of death. If we remember about death, is angel of death will come tell you 8 minutes only to death? No. This topic really we have to really talk about it in detail. You go step by step. What do you want? If you really want to be a Muslim, you will not think this way. You will go step by step. First, I want to be a Muslim. Number one. I want to gain my Islam. And after that, I will want to take any tiny education can benefit me in my own life. If not, let me start together with a business. Any kind of business. You know, I'm surprised about the Spanish woman and the Greek woman. They go from a small room and they have different merchandise and they make plenty of money. And in the meantime, they sit home with dignity. And we have to run and imitate everybody and we lose our houses. Are you planning to have a job? Tell me. Very simple. And if you get a job, who will take care about your baby? Babysitter? Is the babysitter will feed your child? Is the babysitter will give love to your child? When a child cry, who will answer his cry? A babysitter? And if you die, you ready to answer Allah why you left your baby in the hand of other? Do you know every time your baby will cry, you will be questioned about it why you are away from him? This only. If you can answer it, mashallah, go. Do whatever you want. And if you will take care about your babies, if you have some, a Muslim woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate her to be the teacher of the whole ummah. Because when you have, when you are at home, you have no time. If you're really acting as a Muslim, you have no time. Not by cooking. Wallahi, no. You want to learn. You want to memorize. You want to invite other. You have a lot of work to do. Inshallah, we'll continue. Inshallah, if we're still alive after Salah. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa tabayna ila middin amma ba'd. We're talking about the importance of the young girls or the youth education, especially the girls. And my advice go like that. Number one, we have to ask ourselves as a youth, because you cannot push anything. What do you want to do? Do you want to be a mother? Or you want to be a worker? You cannot be a worker and a mother in the same time. You can. Let me repeat again, by this way you share with me. Before you do any thinking, we start step by step. Whom I want to be? First, you have to set a goal according to yourself. What do you want me to do? What I want to be? Is me want to be a mother, a good mother for Allah, and a teacher of an ummah? Or, and become a role model for others, and invite to Allah in my locality? Or, I want to go to regular college and get a degree with the intention maybe I will get a job and helping my husband and my kids will be taken care of by my mother and my uncle and my cousin and my grandparents and my neighbor and everybody else. What do you want to do? Very important. Let me share something with you today. Honest to Allah. Today I find the majority of our youth is a failure as a wife and a failure as a husband. And when I dig really, what's the problem? They have no love. They want to receive love because they're missing love. But they cannot give love. Imagine the woman waiting for the husband to give her love. The husband marry her with the intention, she give him love. Now we have a chaos. Now the husband and wife need somebody to give them love. And the relationship becomes sour. More sour than the pickles you eat. Why? Because empty. If you do not have love, you will never be a successful person in your life. Why? Because love, it generates a lot. And without it, you finish. You become selfish, greed, looking for what you want, and that's it. What about other? Other is not in the agenda. Me. Now, Islam teaches us one thing very important. If I am empty, the only one can feed me love is Allah. And if Allah give me love, my heart will be full of love, I will be a spreader of love for Allah. And no another way. Now, if, and this by the way, statistics. Now, if any baby is not growing between the chest of his own mother, you're asking for trouble. A baby will never be a content baby. Always will be a rebellious. And you cannot fool a baby. A baby know which breast belong to whom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a certain signal and connection between the baby and the heart of the mother. He know. He needs this love. He needs the love of the mother, the love of the father, the unity. Today, nobody talking about that. It's almost like this is not important. And in the front of Allah, it is the most important. This is number one priority. This is the nucleus of the ummah. You have unity between a husband and wife. For Allah, You have love. If you have love, he feeds the child with love. If he feeds the child of love for Allah, this child will come in, have no problem, no hangover, no disease of the heart, no selfishness, no greed, no envy. Why? He's content. How you do that? If you're going to be in college, and after college in a job, and after a job you try to get... It's a nightmare. And how many people really, after the college, they get a job in a company or in an office? And Islamically, is really allowed? And if all our women want to work in Islamic school, how many Islamic school? How many? By this way, you have to set a goal. What do you want? You want to be a successful mother for Allah, or you want to be a successful human being for America or whatever? You have to make a decision. And you cannot be both. Somebody said, no, we have to be active. We have to be in a society. And we, yes, there's a lot of ahadith about that. But if I have my deen, if I have first Islam, today, anyone tell me that, show me a woman or educated person, have Islam, and in the working arena, is still a real Muslim. Very rare. You want, underestimate the power of the corrupted environment in the college for 4 or 5 years? You want to erase 5 years of your life? How? Dealing and everything with everybody? And what knowledge you going to gain? And what this knowledge can benefit you in your home, with your husband, with the society, with the locality? What is it? Tell me, what knowledge? What knowledge any college can give it to you today, it will benefit you in the long run? This question, just question. I will not give you my recommendation. Because it's up to your heart and what you intend to do in your life. And if you believe you're going to die and you're going to stand in the front of Allah and answer this question. Forget about me. Today a lot of people argue. Today I have a lot of group. They tell you, Islamic group, you have to have high education, you have to do this, you have to do that, and woman is active. Yes, woman is active. I love to have woman active. But active after she saves her own self first. In a way can protect herself and protect the first nucleus of the ummah, which is the family. Brother Mandur, he told me something very important. Very important because this was running all over, but actually is so stupid because we implanted in our head for almost one generation. Who going to marry me? Who will come for me? I have no piece of paper. What kind of a husband? How I'm going to survive? Do you know all this question? What is it? It's kufr. Because you're checking the unseen. How you know the unseen? Brother Mandur, his question is so beautiful. Because this was running in the ummah all over. Every family, you go, you find the same question. But who really planted? Go back. This, you know, this question is only less than 100 years old. It never was in Islam before, in the Muslim ummah. It's only planted less than 80 years, actually, from the colonism. It's one of the diseases he left it with us, to make sure the woman go out. Because, you know, once woman go out and compete is finished. You're not competing with your mind. Number one, they make you compete with your body. You have to dress like them. You have to feel good. You have to tie your clothes. You have to put makeup. You have to do this. And if you don't do it, you feel out. Show me how many places today, if you really wear hijab, a complete hijab according to Sharia, how many places will accept you as a worker? Like an amazing... about people, a man I know, I do not know him exactly, but his wife cannot talk to me. To learn Islam, she has to talk by another one. I cannot hear her voice. I cannot hear her voice, and I'm going to teach her Islam. And meantime, she can go all over, dealing with all the kafir and working in a college. And be with her own boss, non-Muslim alone. We are an ummah, we're building a lot of hypocrisy. When we come to Islam, mashallah, you cannot involve, you cannot talk, you cannot do this. But because the woman bringing money, mashallah, go. Go, my dear wife, go. You see? Subhanallah. But it's what we want. Can I check the unseen? No. Can I worry about the future? Future in the hand of Allah. Also, I have to ask myself, what kind of a man I'm looking for? Do you know marriage like food? Marriage like food. If you is written to marry someone, is already written. If you're going to have baby or no, is already written. It's small or young, big or white, whatever it is already written. You do not choose male or female and what you want. It's already written. If you believe in Allah's destiny and believe in Allah and you want to be a good Muslim, you have to make a decision. What do you want? Today I believe, you really want to start, you have to know even yourself. Today I hardly see a youth, she really knows herself. Why? Again, the lack of basic knowledge. You have to get a basic knowledge to develop your own personality. If you ask my advice, I will give it to you. Number one, basic knowledge about life to open your mind and open your heart to discover who you are and what you want to do. Number two will be a basic Islamic knowledge to help you to develop yourself, to able to make decision. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart and you are a good girl, Muslim, and you want to be a good mother, a Muslim mother, I will tell you what to do. And if you want to be a beneficial to the Muslim society, you have certain education you can go to college for. Again, like medical, gynecologist, and stuff like that, which you feed Muslim woman in the future, if you have the capability and quality. You see, because we have to learn also to respect ourselves and what Allah gave us. Is I have a good memory, I'm a good educated person, I really love biology, I can really go for it for 7 to 9 years. This is very important. If not, and I'm really a simple person, and I want to be a good mother, I will tell you what to do. And this came in my heart. What is the basic priority knowledge you should have? It benefit you in this life and after, and your family. But before we do that, I forget about the husband. What kind of husband you want? If you are an educated person, you want somebody with higher education than you and more money than you, because you want the equal income for higher living status. Or you want somebody who greedy coming to get you as a merchandise because your job title and your status and your money. Or you feel out and you're ready to anybody grab you. Or you're really Muslim, looking for a Muslim who value you as a Muslim, and you have a goal in your life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's up to you what you're looking for. And remember, Allah will give you according to what you're looking for. Today I hardly see people like the old days. Your father or the mother looking for somebody really with good quality. And when they have the person with a good quality, they're ready even to support the girl, the family, everybody, for Allah, if you find a man. You see, in the old days when they see a man, they do not want to let him go. Today, What man are you looking for? Is the way he look, or the way his car look, or the way his shoes look, or the way his dress look, or the bank account look? What is it? Or his adab and manner and his connection with Allah? What are you looking for? Again, you will get according to what you're looking for. And you cannot choose. Let me tell you this right away. You can run around. You can computerize your life. You can do whatever you want, and destiny will take place. Destiny is destined. Now, if you ask me my advice, what is the knowledge a woman or young girl today should have? I will tell you. And it can be done in a small, massive way, or in a small scale way, even in this basement like that. This can be a beautiful school. You understand me? Say inshallah. What you need? You need basic Arabic, basic Quran, basic Islamic education, basic adab, manner and man according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, basic iman and yaqeen. All this is basic and necessary. Basic hadith and the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the companion. Basic fiqh, understanding how the halal and haram, right and wrong, and basic things in life. And basic manner and principle about how to run a family, how to be a Muslim wife. You add to that some study about how you use different herbs in different occasion, how to cook different food in a healthy manner, how to take care about your body, how you take care about the house, how to live with a minimum income, how to speak different language. Tell me, how to take care about different basic disease according to Islamic education, how to use different food for different remedy of different situation. Tell me, what else? How to be a role model inside your family and set the role model, because don't forget, Islam is not a talk and education. You have to manifest this knowledge inside of you. It's not only to go and take it and get a paper and mashallah, I'm done. What's the big deal if you're done in a paper and you are out in the heart? What's the benefit? And this is what's happening in the ummah. Even people go to Islamic school and they're coming with a big degree, but they're empty. And the heart attached to dunya. What's the benefit of all this education if your heart is still dead? Yes, you will rise, but the intention was not good. This is why I'm emphasizing basic iman and yaqeen. Building real iman. This will need a lot of work. Need a lot of cleaning inside. Meeting different sisters from different background and educate you about what's going on in the market from different field and open your mind. By this way, you're really learning practice life. And if you want to grow in any time, you have the pillar. You have to have the pillar first to grow. Because as a Muslim, I can grow any time if I have the right pillar. If I do not have the right pillar, finished. For example, I have the pillar, I'm not getting married. With the will of Allah, Allah did not send me somebody. Now how I can be active in a locality? How I can educate another woman? You understand me? How I put my knowledge active? This is really Islam. Islam never, my money is for me. My knowledge is for me. No. My money, my knowledge, my soul, my body, everything for Allah. I have to spend it for Allah. How I live like that? How you can give your kids a manner you do not have? How you can teach them to be someone you do not have? You cannot. Allah will not allow it. You have to live it. Before I advise you, I have to live it. I have to do. And otherwise, may Allah curse it, astaghfirullah al-azim, save me from myself. Because a person can be talking and be cursed by Allah if he's not implementing what he's talking about. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in your kids when he tells them to do something and you're not doing? It doesn't work. Motherhood and fatherhood by example, not by talk. Set the example. And set the example doesn't mean talk. Set the example by action. Do. Let them see what you're doing. Let them live it. When they see you doing and you're steadfast of what you're doing, they get affected by the will of Allah. But if I give advice and I'm failing, what do you think about what I said? Tell me. What do you think, Rabah? Is anything missing? What are you looking for? Brother Manzoor, share me with me. What do you think?
I think it is good. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. But don't forget, we have to be realistic. It's big difference between what I'm saying and how many young youth can be attracted to that. Because sometimes we get attached our youth to us before after it's too late. When they build already the mentality. If they build already the mentality, nothing you can do. You make dua and you offer them and you explain them. But you do not push. Because to let a young girl sit in a classes like that, she have to be willing. Not because my father tell me to come, my mother tell me to come. It doesn't work. That's why I believe today, our youth need a lot of life preparation. Basic life preparation to open their heart about reality. Reality from Islamic perspective and reality from life perspective. I feel sad when I see all these girls running in the colleges. For what? And once they get married and have a couple of kids, they sit home. 5 years you lost in your life for what? What you gain? Money, effort, hours. And how much really you study Islam in these 5 years? This is what a lot of people really playing game. You tell me our youth in college, they have an hour for Islam? They have all this massive project, a stupid project, and Islam in a, like, maybe if I have 1 hour, maybe in my vacation, maybe in my center holiday, maybe in my weekend. And every week I meet the people, they tell me, oh, forgive me, this week I have a project, this week I have something to do, this week I have to visit. And before you know it, 5 years go, they study all the garbage and the reality of Islam is coming out of their heart. And the mentality little by little become like what? The mentality of Western society. And before you know it, it's finished. It's finished. Now what do you want to do again? This has to be educated first. What I'm saying, what I'm talking about, it has to be open. It has to be said. You heard me, Rabia? Rabia. Rabia al-Adawiyya. You heard about Rabia al-Adawiyya? She was one of the early pious women. A group of people come to her to marry her. Do you know what she said? She said, you're not shy of yourself. You want Allah. And you want enjoy life. And you forget Allah. Look at how much she went. We went to the opposite extreme completely. A woman, she was shy. She was shy to even marry, which is allowed in Islam, nothing wrong with it. Because she said she loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much to the point she cannot take it, to feel herself in a position where she have her love devoted to somebody else. Why? The amount of education and the people she was sitting with them, with her. Today, we underestimate environment. We underestimate environment. And when the environment polluted us and poisoning us, we said, oh, I'm poisoned. I'm too late. May Allah forgive me and forgive you and open our heart to the straight path. Because nothing I can do or you do until we clear our intention, purify it for Allah. At this time, Allah will guide you, inshallah. This number one. Don't ever do anything until you ask Allah. And purify your intention. And set your goal. Any question?
Most of the men, they have to have a career, whatever it is, because they are going to be the provider for the family. The girls, you know, think on the same lines. Oh, okay, let's have some in case. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In case something happened, so that we can get out and, you know, earn money and, you know, my family will
MashaAllah. You see, Brother Mazur, he said another point very important. He said, people sometimes, they say, what happened if my husband is not making enough income and I'm stuck? I should have something to be ready to able to help the income. Again, if you look to this mentality again, this again was pushed by the colonialism. Because if you really think about it, you have no faith in Allah. You have no faith in Allah. It becomes your faith in your paper. Is your paper will give you. Your education will give you. All this family who do like that, I find they are very poor. And the poverty in that, not in the hand. The poverty in the heart. And believe me, none of these people, I see them living happy. They're always miserable. Because once you have two jobs, the husband is working, the wife is working. Tell me, where is the marriage? The woman coming very tired, the man coming very tired. The man asks her to do something, the woman asks him to do something. Why you do not do it? I'm working too. You have to do it. And the argue start, the bing-bong start. Now, they're sleeping very upset, cursed by Allah, both of them. And they have no life. And they have no relationship. Before you know it, this takes time. Now the relationship getting cold, cold, cold. The woman go to the work very upset. The man go to work very upset. Little by little, they find different people at work with the same reality. And this is very common in Western society. The co-worker in America and Europe and Australia, they have relationship more strong than husband and wife. Why? Because the amount of time you're spending with your co-worker is more than the amount of time you spend it with your wife. And this amount of time of relationship, it brings love and connection. He listened to me. My husband cannot listen to me. Oh, she listened to me. My wife cannot listen to me. And before you know it, he will look for any monkey in the street or a co-worker. And she look for any monkey or gorilla or whatever at work. And before you know it, the life is collapse. And both of them, they becoming materialistic. Where is Islam? No. And before you know it, all of a sudden, the kids corrupted. The kids start cursing them. And before you know it, they said, oh, wa Islama, but it's too late. And I see already that in America. If you meet the people who've been in here migrating for the last 20, 30 years, if you look at their houses, is American houses, is not Muslim. And their kids is completely out of Islam. The majority of them. And even the majority will say, oh, this is my religion of my father. I do not have to have it. The argue of learning, They have it in a school and a college. I do not have to follow my culture. I have to develop my own. All kind of mentalities, he push it in you. And before you know it, you have no respect for nobody. And this is why Allah cursing the person and never have nobody respect for him. This reality. Now we have to decide it. What do you want to do? You agree? Any question, any concern, please.
If the man is providing everything according to the, you know, the Islamic, Islamically, you know, food, shelter, you know, everything to the wife, and you think that the wife should, you know, go out for making money, is it alright?
MashaAllah.
Kind of agree that
MashaAllah.
I don't know.
According to Sharia, the man is not the provider, but the man who is a supporter of the family.
Right.
Because the provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
Like this remind me, by one pious man was going to the path of Allah in the early days, when after he left, the people asked her, "Oh, your husband left? The provider left?" She said, "I do not know my husband is a provider. My husband is an eater. Allah is a provider." You know? Look at their understanding. The eater went, the provider is still. You see? Now, the question is, if the supporter of the family is a man, he bringing enough income to give shelter and support, and food in the table, and a place to stay, and bunch of clothing. Is this enough? Or the woman, or the wife, has to do double work, or some work, to bring in more income? This is, I call it, a disease in America and Europe, and even in Muslim country, to bringing more equipment, and more furniture, and more style. Because according to the Sunnah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person came to him, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, what is sufficient enough in my life?" He said, "A piece of bread and a cup of water and a piece of cloth to protect you the heat of the sun and the cold of the winter, and a cover in the top of you to protect you from the rain in the winter and the sun of the summer." He said, "If you have the earth, you already own the earth and what it contains." The man went and he came back. And he said, "I marry and I have a small boy as a slave." He said, "Bukhun, bukhun. You are a king of the earth." He said, "I have what you tell me. And I have a wife and a boy to work for me." He said, "You are a king of the king." If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come today and look at our life, I don't think he will even want to enter any one of our house. We have a closet for winter, a closet for summer, a closet for day, a closet for night, a closet for spring, a closet for autumn. Pakistani clothes, Arabic clothes, American clothes, this clothes, that clothes, you name it. The amount of food, woo. The amount of sweet, wow. The amount of everything, you name it. What are we doing? We're destroying ourselves. And in the meantime, we want to go. I know people for many thousands of dollars income, and the wife insists to go. Why? To get a new car, to compete with the neighbor. To get a new living room, to compete with a friend. You see, the whole thing is a competition in life. It has nothing to do with Islam at all, or even basic. You see? But today I tell you the truth. Really, a Muslim woman or a Muslim man, you will not find them if you do that. But how many? Maybe one in a million. One every 10 million. This is reality. Like one person, he said something very beautiful. He said, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive and he came visit this town, which house he will enter? Which house he will be like to spend the night? Very simple. the house closest to his sunnah. Is the house will provide more furniture, more air condition, more luxury, more food? No. The house has more piety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Allah know best. Any question, any concern? What happened to your question, Rabia? You have to dig. I'm serious. You have to dig out. Where's Maryam? I cannot see. Okay. What about you, sister? You have any question, any concern? You should. You really should. Because if you have question and concern, it would be very healthy. It's better than sitting by yourself and try to figure out what's going on. Don't forget, according to Sharia and according to Sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised us very highly is to marry the virgin. Marry the young. You see, this is very a beautiful message and advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when the girl is young, she's easy to be molded with her own husband. But when she's spending a lot of time in her parents' house, by the time she goes to her husband, she's already molding her own habit. Now, every time he tells her something, she says, excuse me, I'm not used to it. And she forgets she's supposed to be follow her own husband. Her loyalty to Allah and Rasulullah SAW and the husband. And this brings us to a very beautiful point. Also obey the parents and seek guidance and happiness of the parents. Uwais al-Qarni, do you remember him? He's a very famous. Uwais al-Qarni, he's a man, a very poor man from Yemen. When the Yemeni came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam and they went back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, is among you Uwais al-Qarni? They said, no. He said, who he is? They said, he's a very poor man. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked, Ya Rasulullah, who he is? He said, he's a man. If you meet him, let him make dua for you. Rasulullah said, he never see him. He never see him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what he did? He said, he did not come to me. He did not come to embrace Islam with me because he afraid to leave his mom alone. He was worried about his mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Years by, Umar ibn Khattab becomes a khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Farooq al-Ummah, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it will be a messenger after me, it will be Umar. Umar ibn Khattab, every year, he used to go to Mecca and call, is anyone among you his name Uwais al-Qarni? Until one year, he called and somebody said, yes, I know him. What do you want from him? He's a poor man. He worked for us to like clean the goods and stuff like that. He said, I want to see him. He will keep going until he see him. He said, are you Uwais al-Qarni? He said, yes. He said, is this, and he gave him the quality. The Prophet ﷺ talked about him. He said, the Rasulullah ﷺ advised me, if I see you, make dua for me. He said, in one condition. He said, what? He said, I will make dua for me, for you, but do not tell anybody who am I, and leave me alone. And he left completely, and he went to Iraq, running away. Just by this way, he knows, people know him already. This man, he gained the highest status of piety of one action. He pleased his mother. You, as a boy or a girl, if you want to enjoy this life and hereafter, never get your mother or father upset, or your grandparents or whatever. Make sure you do not sleep until you go kiss their hand and feet and tell them, are you pleased with me? What I can do for you to please you? If you do that, you gain the highest. I saw it in my life. Anyone pleasing the parents, he's happy in this life and the hereafter. And Allah will send you a man to make you pleased. You give hard time to your parents, remember me. Allah will send you a man. He really give you a beautiful time to make you remember what you done to your parents. Remember that. Don't ever forget. And if our parents is dead, make dua for them day and night. Do good deeds in their behalf. Spend money in the path of Allah and do not tell it's my money. Say to Allah, this hibah, this from me to my parents. Do hajj for them. Do any maximum deed for them. And donate it for them, for Allah. To gain the mercy of Allah. I'm giving you the secret of life. The secret of life with your parents. What happened if they are bad parents? It's not your business. It's not your business. This is something also we forget. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. Similar to the wife, don't ever sleep until you kiss the hand of your husband and ask him, are you pleased with me? What do you want from me? Is anything I can do for you? If you learn that, it will give you a lot of happiness in this life and hereafter. Make sure you do your job. For Allah, not for your husband. Because today we forget, we're doing it for ourselves. My husband gave me a piece of gold, mashallah. He's the prince of Arabia tonight. He gave me one curry, I give him one roti in his head. You know? He didn't give me anything, he will have the darkest night he ever have tonight. You know? I make sure he gets the garlic and ginger and onion and all the fancy smell all over. And make sure all the curry all over in bed. You know? Don't forget, the disease we have is bred in the ummah. You see? Why? I'm telling you honest. It is the lack of sincerity. The lack of honesty. Because if you really think about what is the disease, it's me. But also, I have to be just. What about you as a man? If your wife is out of whack and she's everything, go prepare the bath for her. You encourage her to take a bath and encourage her to decorate herself and try to please her for Allah, even if she's the worst woman on earth. For Allah, what's the problem? Maybe your generosity will make her generous one day. If she cannot do good deed, you do good deed. You see? You see what the problem is today? Everybody waiting for another person. And if the man waiting for the wife waiting for the man, what are we going to do? We get there free? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You know, this really a calamity in the ummah. Yes, it's the truth. Everybody said, what about him? What about her? Nobody said, what about Allah? This is a reality. Do you know if a woman pleasing her husband for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with her. If a husband try to minnow his wife for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he might open the heart of his wife. You see, we forget generosity and kindness. This manner. Tell me which one is higher now. 5 years in a college and teaching our kids how to fight with the husband and be arrogant, or teach them Islamic manner and how to be a devoted wife for Allah. Which one is higher? We have to make a choice. Where's all the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A lot of people go study tafsir, fiqh, sharia, all this, but no manner. No manner. I know people who study very heavily Islamic education and they're very miserable in life. Why? Because they're fighting each other with fiqh. You do this, Rasulullah said. He said, no, you do this, Rasulullah said. You know, I'm serious. It become an Islamic fight. Where is the basic iman and basic manner?
They shower each other with hadith.
MashaAllah. I'm serious, I'm not kidding. Israel said, because he should know better. Today the ummah forget afu, forget forgiveness, forget good manner, forget mercy, forget love. Where is that? And if I do not start, who will start? Somebody has to do it. Allah knows. I'm telling you of what I believe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me if I'm wrong and forgive me if I'm wrong. But this is what I believe. Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. If somebody has any bitter, go ahead. But remember, whatever you decided and whatever you plan to do, you will be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. Today, very simple. Set priority. Set the goal. And find out what you want to accomplish. What you want to reach. And how much you can reach. Reach what? We're supposed to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And teach our kids how to reach Allah. Any question, any concern? Maybe Wallahu A'lam, but I do not remember. But I remember is many hadith about Uwais al-Qarni. One of them is to Umar ibn Khattab, ask him radiallahu anhu to make dua for him. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him in the Day of Judgment the second level of Messenger and Prophet. He will be resurrected just like Messenger and Prophet missing revelation. This how much. And he will get the right to intercede for many of whatever he want. This man, he did not do anything except please his mother. Yes. Yeah. Sure. Yes. You see, it's a lot of a story, but the main story you have to know about him, he never have a house. He never owned anything. He was shy to eat like anybody else. He was a big Zahid. We forget that. We talk about everything else, and we forget. He said, if Rasulullah SAW do not want dunya, how I can get it? And this is why today we won't get dunya and we won't get iman. No way. You will be a liar. You have to sacrifice and go in one way. You cannot go to two way. And each way is going to the opposite direction. It doesn't work. What's that? No. No. Yes. But by the will of Allah, Allah chose him. And by the will of Allah, Rasulullah SAW talked to us about him. Right. And he never see Rasulullah. Yeah. But he was elevated so high of his piety and fear of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very important. And there's many, many story about that. In this time also, because it belongs to this time, which one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, every messenger and prophet, he has a companion in Jannah. They asked, Ya Rasulullah, and who's your companion in Jannah? Everybody was waiting for Abu Bakr. It is Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Yeah. He will be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah.
Uthman ibn Affan?
Yes. What's that? Yes. Yeah. And when he was surprised, the companion, They said, "Oh, Uthman." He said, "You are surprised? Let me tell you what is more surprised than that." And he talked about Musa alayhi salam. You remember the story?
Yeah.
I said it in my tapes. And again, this man, Musa alayhi salam, he asked, "Oh Allah, who is my companion in Jannah?" He said, "The first man you meet is he's your companion in Jannah." And he forgot. Musa used to ask questions and he forgot. After he forgot, he woke. And he find a man going back and forth to a tent. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm serving my mom." He said, "Is anybody to help you?" He said, "Yes, my wife. But I'm afraid my wife will serve my mom in a way she might not dislike it. I make sure I serve her by my way, the way she likes." He said, "Is your mom say anything?" He said, "Yes. For over 20 years, she make only one dua." He said, "What she'd say?" She said, "Oh Allah, make my son the companion of Musa ibn Amran in Jannah." He said, "Tell your mom, Allah accepted her dua. I am Musa ibn Amran and you my companion in Jannah." Yeah. For your mom. You see?
Story different.
Where is that? Where is that? Where we are? Imagine how we can bring a Muslim ummah with the reality of family when we want the kids all over. They eat separate dish. They eat, sleep in separate room. They go separate way. Everything separate. How we can unite the family? If we cannot unite a family, how we can unite a ummah? How? Today the brother beat up the sister. The sister beat up the brother. When the father or the mother die, everybody fight for the inheritance. It's almost like no any love and unity for Allah. Everything becomes the money. This is how much you become greed and selfish and blind. Is this not enough? You see, don't forget what I'm saying. You will not comprehend it until you really want Allah. Unless you really want Allah. And you remember, if you die, what are you going to say to Allah? What is my kids? Sadaqah jariyah for me or a hellfire for me? Because we the one, we generate love or hate inside their heart. We the one, we put the seed of loving dunya or loving Allah in their heart, according to us. According to us. Any question, any concern? What about you? Second row. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His will, all the young is gone. Now you are the adult, the big one, the head of everything. What are you planning to do?
If I donate anything about my mother, and I have to ask first my husband, can I give or I can give myself without
telling my husband? MashaAllah. Can I donate something for Allah? I have to ask first my husband, or I can do it? Very simple. This is a very basic question in fiqh. If it is your own money, you can do whatever you want for Allah.
I don't want. If I have something from...
Listen. Your husband always sometimes give you a gift, give you something for yourself. He do or he don't? He give you something and he said, "This for you."
Whenever I want, I ask. She gave me. All the time, I have.
By his way, you do not have. You have nothing by your name. No, don't be shy. Said.
No. I have. I want. I can have it.
I understand, but this doesn't work.
That's why I ask.
You see, because put it this way: if this is a situation, I will tell you what the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. If the question is this, the woman has no money, but the husband trusts her with everything and he gives her whatever she wants. And any question she has or any money she needs, she takes from him with an open heart from him. Now, can she take from him? Yes, but she has to ask permission. If she asks permission and he said yes, he will be partner with you. If he said no, alhamdulillah, and you do not do nothing. You understand me? And you do not have to give detail. You said only this money for Allah. But once you take it, take it. And whatever I said, you said, this is from so and so in your heart. And you name your mother to Allah. Oh Allah, this is not for me. Please give it to my mom. You understand me? Do not say anything. Just this from my mom to you, Ya Allah. Allah accept. The most of all, believe it or not, the same night, make two rak'ah to Allah. Oh Allah, put barakah in what I give. And please accept it from me and send the reward to my mom in her grave. And if the husband is good, inshallah, he make two rak'ah and said, oh Allah, accept my wife's intention and accept her. You see? You see, Islam is beautiful. If we start making dua for each other, Ya Allah, do you know one of the deeds is so powerful? When we make dua in an absence, not in the front of each other. It's so powerful. Allah loves it so much. Do you know why? Because at this time it has no riya, no shirk. If you make dua for me alone, because nobody see you, you are honest. If I make dua for you alone, nobody see me, inshallah is honesty. But to say, oh Allah, give her this and give her, no. This not accepted. The most accepted dua is the one in the unseen or the unseen. Nobody see you. Because at this time you're really doing it for your brother or sister in Islam only. By the way, for Allah, when you see somebody like me, ask Allah, oh Allah, give him sincerity. Give him sincerity and save him from himself and him shaitan. And accept his effort for you, Allah, only. Because sincerity today is a very, very expensive merchandise. To do an act for Allah, wallahi, is very difficult. Just one act. For Allah, pure for Allah, is very difficult. May Allah give it to us. Is it tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any question, any concern?
I don't have mother.
What do you mean you do not have mother?
No, I don't. My mother is passed away.
Yes.
And misunderstanding. And I want to do
give sadaqah for her.
No. Main aapki khidmat karna chahti hu. Agar maa ne to khana hai to same reward hai. Yeah.
Oh.
This is a hadith.
What she is saying is that. Her aunt is there, she is alive.
Mm-hmm.
But can I do the same kind of treatment as if I would have done for my mother?
MashaAllah, you open a beautiful topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, go do bir, meaning do goodness to your parents, life or death, and the relative and the friend of the parents, and those who the parents used to do good to them. Meaning, if for example your mother or your father used to give something to the neighbor, if you do the same, is a complete rewarding for your mother. We forget a lot of goodness. If your aunt need, sure. Any relative of your mother, sure. Sure and sure and sure. Even a relative or neighbor of your mother. And most of all, do not give money only. Give money and Islamic books. Because today people need more Islamic books more than money. You give them money, yes, it will help them. But they are too far from Allah. But if you give them Islamic books with the money, and you say this from Allah, do not say from your mom. This is between you and Allah. Maybe these books might be, inshallah, sadaqah jariyah for her and change their life. See, every time you think we do now is money, money, food, food, money, money, food. What about da'wah? What about good books? And believe me, in your country, you can make a beautiful library, not even $50 per family. $50 per family, make, mashallah.
Yeah.
make them a scholar.
Yeah, but this is a problem with the library group that I was thinking about that. But what the people do, they take the book, they cut the pages out of the books. Here you are doing a good thing.
Let me tell you something. First, you give according to the level of the people. And you do not give really a library. You give like dua books, basic encouraging, Riyad al-Salihin, you know. And in the meantime, do it with good gesture. And Allah will protect it. I saw any good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the doer. He's the doer. We never know what's going on. Any question, any concern? Is this answer some of your question tonight? We have to be active. And active starts from the heart. We have to be active in the heart. And this activity in the heart should be reflecting in our body, in our life, the way we're spending our time. And after that, it has to manifest inside our life to the point how I can convert my house to become like an inviter place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sure, because riba is riba. Now, some scholar has different opinion, but riba is riba. Don't forget, a lot of people, a lot of Muslim work for banking system for a long time, and somehow they allow it or they mask their eyes. If something happened in the past, nothing you can do about it.
Exactly, yes.
All you have to do, no. Ask Allah to forgive you,
right.
And according to the early scholars, they agree. Any involving in major sins is up to Allah to forgive or punish. But they said, make tawbah. Ask Allah to get you aware of that. And do not involve again. And in meantime, try to do the maximum good deed of the deed Allah beloved to Allah. To make sure it will offset all your bad deed. Hopefully, inshallah. By this way, if you're intelligent, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, allow me to do the good deed. It make you pleased with me, ya Allah. And to make you forgive me of what I done in my life, ya Allah. And be hungry. This is another thing. If you're really honest of what you said, you will be hungry of doing good deed. You will not delay it. And this what I feel today, we should very lack about it. One of it, believe it or not, to invite somebody to Islam. To invite somebody to Islam is better for you than the whole earth and what it contains. And even if you cannot do, lead the person to somebody else. You will get the equivalent reward. Use other, you will be equivalent rewarded. Spread. Because it's very high, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the point, I read one hadith, it was a very weak hadith, but I read it, equivalent of those who are helping others to embrace Islam and Allah use them, they will become one of the people who have the right to intercede of others in the day of judgment. Look at this. Allah is so kareem, but we have to work. If I know all this bounty, Allah will give it to me. If I invite somebody to Islam, I will wait. I will wait, delay it, tomorrow, the next week, and I know I might be dying. You see, this is a really secret in working for Allah. You do not delay good deed. You try, inshallah. Inshallah? Sure. A stock business, sister, is... the scholar is have this different dispute, but what I know for a fact, a lot of stock is haram. First is a manipulation. It's like gambling in a very dirty way. Second, a lot of this company deal with a lot of riba and a lot of haram. a lot of forbidden merchandise. One brother, he did some study about the company is dealing with permissible product, and in meantime, you put the money for long run, not short run. By this way, you become a partner, not like gambling. Certain stock, it has a system, meaning I do not know if it's stock or bond or whatever, okay, which it stay for many years before you really can grab some money. Okay? This is, some of it is allowed. Wallahu a'lam, Allah know best. Because it's some kind of a business. You wait until it grow. If it grow, alhamdulillah. If it's not grow, alhamdulillah. Any question, any concern? May Allah allow us to accept and implement what we heard and put barakah in what we heard and make it completely sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make us the cause of spreading Islam and the love and the mercy of Allah in earth, inshaAllah. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa tawaffana fi man tawaffayt, wa barik Allahumma lana fi ma a'tayt, wa asrif anna sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi bil haqq wa la yuqda alayk, innaka la ta'iddu man adayt, wa la tadhillu man walayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt, فلك الحمد يا الله على ما أنعمت به وأعطيت. اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك. اللهم هب لنا رحمة من لدنك ترحمنا بها وتهدينا بها إليك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكرمنا وتب علينا واعف عنا وارحمنا 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 يا أرحم الراحمين. واستخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. اللهم تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى وردنا إلى دينك مردا جميلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.